Derek Lay. This recording is part of the Oral History Project carried out by the Suffolk Horse Society in 2013, with advice from Cambridge Community Heritage and a generous grant from the Heritage Lotteries Fund. In the recording, you will hear the voice of Derek Lay describing his memories of the Suffolk Punch Heavy Horse. Derek is a retired Suffolk horseman. The recording was made by Jeff Hallett, who is a member of the Suffolk Horse Society. The date of the recording was the 29th of January 2014, and it was carried out at his home in Ufford. The duration of the recording is about 20 minutes. So anyway, you're Mr. Derek Lay, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's his school house.
School house. School name of it.
Do you mind telling me when you were born?
I was born the 25th of January, 1932. Yes.
When did you first come across a Suffolk horse?
When I was 14.
14, right.
When I first left school in 1946.
Yeah. Right, so that was just after the war then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And what do you remember about that? Were you working or was it...
I was started there on Ike Sinks Farm.
Yeah.
Sinks Farm with J.W. Mann, the Bordsy.
Yeah.
And that's when I first went to work with horses.
Did anyone sort of train you how to do
well,
things?
Well, they did, yes. We had a nice horse, head horseman, named... Ray Peters, which is long gone now, and we had 10 working horses, and we had 5 colts, which would carry on if one was passed away or anything like that. So we had 5 colts, room in the meadows, and chatting at work.
So when you say colts, do you mean male horses, or do you mean just young horses?
Yes, young horses.
Young horses.
Coming up about 3 year old, you know.
So, if you had 10 horses there working, do you know how big the farm was?
Oh, that was about 800 and something acres.
Yeah.
I can't tell you exactly. No, just over 800 acres.
Yeah. Because they reckon somewhere around about, a horse for 50
I know we had a lot of mass then, but we had about 800 acres of working land.
So they were, and that was, the horses were doing the work. Were there the tractors horse. As well?
No, we never had a tractor, not until later on, a few years afterwards, which was a shame, really.
Yeah.
And I always said you couldn't deal with a tractor what you could do with a horse.
And what did you get to do with the horse yourself?
Well, this chap, this Ray Peters, we used to plough and drill. Anything like that on the land. And he taught me most to do with horses when I first started.
Right. And you had wagons and carts?
Wagons
as well.
And tumbles, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, he taught me how to plough with 2 horses. And that used to be all stitch work then. That was none of this going as the hedges go nowadays.
And who fed the horses?
He done all the feeding. He was the head horseman, and we just worked with him during the day.
Yeah.
When we took him back at night or afternoon, whichever. And he used to do all the business of feeding, and we used to have to harness up.
Yeah.
But he done all the feeding.
When you went out of the yard, who was leading?
Anybody with a horse, you know, would just go out.
Oh, you didn't go out like a procession?
No. No. There was only 4 of us on the farm then.
Oh, right.
And we just went out, took a pair out or a single one, you know, whatever job he was on. If we were drilling, we had a 3-horse team.
Yeah. And do you... Did they ever get the vet in?
Yes, we had vets. There was always a vet in and that, and doing the jobs when they were ill.
Yeah, so the horseman, did he have his own special remedies and things.
Oh, yes. No secrets. He wouldn't keep a secret from me, but, I mean, we never knew what I used to do some up with and one thing and another.
So you didn't know what was in the mixes or anything?
No. No. We know where was when they were fed, there was pulp, koshitosh,
yeah,
oats,
yeah,
stuff like that, and of course the hay.
And chaff.
And chaff. Barley chaff or oat chaff, yeah, whatever, floats, yeah, mixing with the bees.
Yeah. And did you ever hear anything about the horsemen and their secrets or their...
Well, he'd never tell you a secret.
No.
Because if, which obviously there was sometimes, they'd run away. And when we took them back, when we got them and took them back, he always used to give them something and they were calm as anything afterwards, yeah, but he would never let on.
Yeah.
What it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. We never had many run away. Thank goodness.
And were they kept in a stable or were they in a yard? Or
they were in a yard. We had the stables and the stable yard was right connected to the stable. Yeah. So yeah, when we unharnessed whatever jobs we had done, they used to bed the bait and then just open the stable doors and go out into the yard. They had a shelter so they could get under outside.
Did you have your own favourites?
I did.
Who was yours?
Mine was Blossom.
Yeah.
She was a female and she was very nice. Nice, the calmest animal I ever came across in the horse business.
Really?
Yeah, she was my favourite. You could leave her anywhere, do anything with her, no trouble at all.
And she was a Suffolk Punch.
She was a Suffolk Punch, yeah.
That's right. What about shoeing and that? Who was doing that?
We used to take them to Breadfield.
Yes.
Now, what was the man's name? Can't remember his name now. Now you asked me.
Was it the one on the corner where they did the ironwork?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
I can't never think his name.
I know what you mean. So you would take the horses over?
We'd take the horses there to be shoeed, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a nice little trip out during the day. We'd take two or three at a time.
And did you have to take stuff to market and that sort of thing?
When we were sugar beating, doing sugar beet, we used to take wagons we'd beat on down the Melton Station.
Right.
And we used to put them on the wagons down at Melton Station.
Yeah.
But that was all done by wagons and carting straight up the field.
So how long were you on that farm?
12.5 years.
And what did you move on to do then?
And when he sold up, I moved on to Ransom Estate.
Right.
And finished the rest of my life with cutting sheep shanks. Still farming, yes.
Any horses there?
All tractor work, I'm afraid.
You left the farm because they'd finished the farm, or because...
That was put over to another chap,
yeah,
and he got his own men, name of Robertson,
right,
and we had to move on.
But you'd been using horses up to that time?
Been using horses up to that time, yeah.
Right. And do you remember anything about the... You know, when the horses were all being taken off the land and got rid of?
Well, yes, that was a sad old day, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we this was happening down at Ike Sinks. We went right up till they bought their first little Ferguson tractor. And then we saw the disappearance of the horses one by one.
Yeah.
And then we finished up with three little Ferguson tractors. But that was a sad day, really. I always say you can't talk to a tractor, you can horse.
What was the sort of working week when you were doing things with horses? I mean, what happened was, like, weekends? Did you have weekends?
Well, weekends sometimes we had to go in to cut the tail and that for cattle. But it wasn't only yes to use the horses to cut the tail off from the land, you know. Yeah.
And what happened on a Sunday?
Sundays was the same. Sometimes we got called in.
You did, right.
Yeah, and For 10 shillings a week, it was.
Yeah. But the horseman would have been doing the feeding.
Oh, yes, he'd be doing the feeding.
Yeah, that's right. And had your father and mother, had they been involved with farming?
No. My father worked on the railway, although he dealt with horses, because they had two horses for pulling the wagons, you know, and the sidings.
The shunting and that, that's right. What about, you know, we make a big fuss with the horses now, with the brasses on the horses. Oh, do they have any on your harness?
Oh, yes. When it was a wet day, we went into the harness room, sat and polished.
Okay. And what did you use to polish them with?
We used to do them with brass,
and
then we used to wax all the harness. Keep it nice and soft.
And what was that you used for waxing the harness?
I can't remember the name now. That was an oil wax, you know. Yeah. An oil wax.
Leechford oil.
Linseed, more or less, I suppose you called it.
Well, Leechford oil, I
Leechford oil, yeah. Whatever it's called.
You said about talking to the horse, which is, I know, a great thing. But would people actually sing with them as well?
Well, we whistled.
You whistled?
Yeah, we whistled.
Right. And was that to amuse yourself or to let the horse
both, I think.
Let the horse know you
were
there?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we used to, if we were ploughing or drilling that, we used to whistle. Yeah.
And some of the horsemen had quite a reputation for singing or playing squeeze boxes.
The squeeze and boxes and
any
so forth.
Those you come across?
No, we always be a happy bunch.
Yeah, oh, you did, good. And when you had a horse that was, you know, came to the end of its life or was too ill or something, what happened to it?
Well,
then?
It used to go out on the marshes, on the paddocks,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and finish up its own life.
Right.
Yeah, we never used to put them down.
You didn't?
No, not unless they were really ill and old, you know. But, but apart from that, they used to finish their life outside, which was a good thing.
That was very civilised, wasn't it?
Very good thing.
And would you call in the hunt then to get rid of the carcass?
They used to go to Melton to Bloss.
Bloss.
You know, Mr. Bloss of Melton?
Well, you know, Clark's there now.
There's Clark's there now, and his name was Bloss then.
Yeah.
He used to take a carcass.
Right. Now, we're here in Ufford, which has got the village sign with the Suffolk Punch on it.
Yeah.
What do you know about Ufford and the Suffolk Punch?
Well, I always say the Suffolk Punch came from Ufford, the Orford family.
Mm-hmm.
But whether it's true, God knows. But I always believe what they said, so whether it did or whether it didn't.
Right, you didn't have any special knowledge,
No.
Did you ever ride on them?
Certainly. Yeah, certainly. Yes, we did. Yes, because we took them a fair way from a farm at times, and being with them all day and that, and you're walking up and down behind a plough, you was glad of a lift home.
And did you sit astride or did you...
No, side saddle.
Side saddle.
Yeah.
Well, did you actually breed horses on the farm?
Pardon?
Do they breed the horses on the farm?
Yes. Did you know Sir Charles Bunbury used to bring his stallion down?
Well, I've heard the name,
yeah. Yeah, Sir Charles Bunbury used to bring his big stallion down. They used to organise it all down the farm.
Right. So you would have then foaled the horses down on the farm?
Yeah.
Stay up all night with them?
Stay all night if they wanted, if they wanted any help.
Yeah. And was did the horse come with a stallion walker, or was it just the one horse just did your farm? Was it?
It was more or less one horse to the farm.
And what about, did you get involved with any showing of the horse?
We didn't. No, we never did show any knockdown high sinks.
Right. Did you get? You got to the Suffolk show yourself?
Oh yeah,
you?
I do go to the Suffolk show still. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to go to see him.
You said you were on 10 shillings a week, was it? Yeah.
10 shillings a week I got, and that was including Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah.
You tell somebody that now, they wouldn't get out of bed for it.
Would you? That's right. When we take the horses to the shows now. Braid up and plait the hair. Have you done that yourself?
I haven't done it, but the head horseman used to braid them up if he wanted to, you know. Tail and mane.
What about when you were ploughing? Would you do anything to the tail then?
No, no. We always just let them go.
You didn't braid them up with a plough or anything like that?
No.
And what sort of ploughs were you using?
The Rampton, either one furrow or the two furrow.
How many horses on a two furrow?
Two.
Just
two? Two. Right. Two on a two furrow.
That's hard work, isn't it?
It is hard work.
Yeah.
They always said if you ploughed an acre a day, you walked 11 miles. How true it is, I don't know.
That's what they say, isn't it? Did you come across the other breeds of horse?
No, we had all Suffolks. Suffolks. No, we never had new shires or anything like that.
How big do you reckon your Suffolks were? Do you know how many hounds they would be?
I should say about 14, 15.
14,
right. Yeah, some of them used to be bigger than others.
And did you have a range of colours?
Some were dark than the others. Yeah. Some were lightish colour, you know. Another one had to be turned out darker. Cooted.
Yeah. What about the feet? Do you remember them having any foot trouble particularly?
Well, only when bad on the road, we used to put what they call a shoe for them, you know, a hoof done up with a strap.
Yeah.
But there's a strap put down on them so they didn't slip slide about.
Oh.
That's about all we had.
Mm-hmm.
But
what about in the snow and ice? What would you do with the shoes then?
We used to put these leather straps on over the hoof.
Okay.
Yeah. So they didn't slip aside.
Right. So you weren't putting nails, frost nails?
No, never put frost nails in.
And I've come across the putting on the lawn boots, you know, for mowing a lawn or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I hadn't come across putting leather on the shoes for
mowing. Well, that's what we used to do, because we used to cut, like I said, we cut sugar beet this time of year. Yeah. And if it was frosty, it would go down Melton Little Hill with a wagon load of beet on. They used to slip and slide, so they used to put these just an ordinary leather boot with a strap round the back and put that on.
What was your working day? What was the timing of
from things? 7 o'clock till 5
was
the ordinary working day,
and when would you have your breaks during that?
We had a break at 9 and another one at 3 o'clock if we went, you know. If we went one journey, we was further away from the farm, we used to take an extra pair of horses, or perhaps one, and change over at lunchtime, and then work till 3 and give them one break.
Because you wouldn't, what about feeding them in the middle of the day?
Well, we used to take some food and put a bag on them, you know, so they could have a...
Take a bit. Right. And where did they get their water when they got back?
Out in the yard where they were stabled.
Yeah,
they had a big tank.
You didn't have a horse pond?
No. We had a big, massive tank, which would take 3 at a time.
Right.
Massive tank it was full of water.
Mm.
And that was the first thing they went to when we came back.
And did you ever get involved with the steam ploughing?
No, we never had no steam plough.
Because sometimes the horses had to take the water carts out to them.
Well, yes, that is something, I'm sorry, When they were thrashing or anything, we used to take the water cart with the horse.
Right.
And also cart the corn back to the farm with the horse in a tumble.
Okay. Well, that's very good. Is there anything else you can think of with the, or any stories you've got with when you were working with them? You said you only had them run away once, but...
Well, now you're talking about running away. I was working with a chap. He's dead and gone now, bless him. We were horse hauling sugar beet. And this one particular, his name was Duke, he thought he'd have a go at running away. And when we took the thing, he hoed all the beet up himself.
On the harness you had, you said about... Yes, you had the ordinary harness, you had the brasses.
Mm-hmm.
What, and the collar, that was lined, what was the collar lined?
Lined with straw.
Yeah, but the actual, was it fabric on it?
Fabric and then the leather on the outside.
And what about the hames? Do you call them hames?
Hames, yeah, I've got a pair hanging on my front door.
Yeah. Were they all wooden ones like that?
Yes, they were all wooden, yeah.
The horsemen didn't have brass ones?
No.
So you all had wooden hames.
All had wooden hames.
And what were the colours of them?
and mostly anyway. Red.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have a few black ones, but not many. They were mostly red and black, you know, with a black top and a little bit
black under top on the red.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
I've got this.
Matter of fact, I gave a pair away the other day. A chap came round, he crazed me for them.
Yeah.
And he was super persistent. I said, oh, well, you can have them. But to be honest with you, if I got the money and the piece of ground, I wouldn't mind having one myself.